The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana. From Accra, here is Abraham Donko with the news. In the headlines, dedicated farmers being honored today. President Mahama denies suggestions that he will discriminate against other tribes in the northern region. Electorate advised to avoid politicians who entice them with money and other handouts. GBC to organize debate for political parties which did not qualify for IEA debate. And U.S. court jails man for plotting attack on the Pentagon.
Radio Ghana, the ultimate news reference. We are reliable. The world listens to our voice.
Today is being observed as National Farmers Day. The event will be celebrated at Abokobi in the East Municipality of the Greater Accra Region. 74 dedicated farmers are expected to be honored. The celebration will focus on Grow More Food, strengthening farmer-based organizations for market bargain power. Similar events are expected to take place in the regional, metropolitan, municipal and district assemblies. The president of the National Farmers and Fishermen Association of Ghana, Philip Abayori, says African farmers can grow enough food to feed the continent if restrictions are removed on food trade within the region. Speaking to Radio Ghana on the World Bank report on potential of African farmers, Mr. Abayori called for the integration of farming on the continent to achieve food security. He spoke with George Ankra.
We have the comparative and competitive advantage looking at the proximity of West African countries, Africa as a whole.
Restrictions on trade are for various reasons. Now, where do we take that from?
We are importing a lot from the outside world, and whilst within our own neighbors, we are producing the same products that we are importing outside the region. And that calls for us to reduce cost and make food available to our citizens at an affordable cost. So the World Bank report is in the right direction. We need to remove the trade restrictions by ensuring that there is free movement of goods and people. We need to integrate the producers, because the agricultural producers within Africa are not integrated. In another country, what is happening, the other country do not know. Then we need to also ensure that we release information about country needs, so that within the sub-region, if a particular country has some needs of maize or rice or any other product, it makes it available to the country that has that comparative advantage to grow. And with that, we will be reducing costs than importing. I think that is the rationale behind the World Bank report.
If you go to the marketing centers now, especially in Accra, you see a lot of foodstuffs on the market. Does that indicate that we have food sufficiency?
In terms of food sufficiency, we have enough food, but the issue is to be able to have surpluses to export. And you know around us, if you look there, these hail countries that are there, they do not even have the requisite rainfall to be able to produce, and those countries are importing outside the region.
On Ghana's agriculture policy, Mr. Abayori advocated the training of the youth to go into technical production and access to credit for value addition.
We need to double our efforts. We need a technical youth to offer services to the agricultural sector. We don't need a youth to even have gone to production, because we are already producing and losing 40% of post-harvest losses. We need a youth to be trained, as they are trained technically and scientifically, to improve, to be able to be people that will give us technical services, offer mechanical services, offer engineering services, go into the processing industry to create factories rather to take the raw material and process. But if they have to push the youth to come to production, we are already having problem when it comes to production with the little that we are producing. So I think that we need to reorientate our youth policy direction towards training the youth to be able to be business oriented, where they take our efficiency now as a business to transform us, to be able to grow more, for them to process, and then for them to also add value, and then be access to engineer the scientific application of agriculture. To be very honest, we are 50% or now 59% of our population in agriculture. Until we reduce that number to about 20 or 10%, we are not developing, because you cannot continue to have the same number of people since independent in productive one side.
President of National Farmers and Fishermen Association, Philip Abayori. President John Mahama has called on the people of Mampurugu in the northern region to ignore rumors making the rounds that he will discriminate against other tribes when voted for because he is Angoja. He noted that those allegations are being peddled by some political opponents who see defeat staring them in the face. President Mahama reaffirmed his commitment to to pursue the common goal of reducing poverty in the north. The president was calling on the chief of Ugu, Ugunaba Suleiman Asaka, at his palace.
Often when people know they are going to lose an election, they start using messages of fear and panic and prejudice. And that is exactly what our opponents are doing. I know they are going around and telling people that, oh, John is a Gonja, and if he becomes president, he will create problems between Gonjas and Mambuses. Let me remind them that I'm president already. I've been president since July this year. I'm not going to become president. I'm already president of the Republic of Ghana since July 24th this year. If it was my intention to create any problem, I have enough time to create it. But when you become president, the security of the country is in your hands. And if you are in charge of the security of the country, you won't go causing insecurity. And besides, what's the difference between Gonjas and Mambus? If I take this man standing here, and I go and bring a Gonja man from Daboya and put the two of them together, and ask which one is a Mambus and which one is a Gonja, will you know? Unless they open their mouth, you will know. We are one and the same people. All of us are poor. What we should be fighting is poverty, not ourselves. And because they know they are going to lose the election, that is the last resource that they can use. But whether they like it or not, God is with us. It is written, NDC is going to win the election. I'm confident of that.
Ugunaba Suleiman thanked the NDC government for a number of development projects while expressing optimism that the NDC will emerge victorious in the election. He called on other political parties to adhere to the code of conduct by the Electoral Commission for peaceful elections. A former deputy national youth organizer of the CPP, Francis Upaitete, has announced his decision to join the NDC and the JM campaign team to retain President John Mahama in power come December. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Mr. Tete said the incomparable humility, assertiveness and positive attitude of President Mahama attracted him and also informed his decision. He said the president has proven beyond doubt that he is capable of moving the country forward. He spoke to Georgette Cole.
I have decided to join the NDC because I believe that at this point in time we need a leader who is able to unite all the cultures, all the religious orientations in this country for us to consolidate our political game, our multi-party democracy. And I see that in His Excellency John Dramani Mahama. So I decided to go in there and I use whatever experience I've achieved, I've acquired all these years to support him to win, to become the president of this country.
Are the executives of NDC aware? Have you given them any letter and have they accepted you?
Well, this is my decision to join the campaign, so I have taken up this level, but they are aware that I have decided to join them to help to bring His Excellency John Dramani Mahama back to power again.
Former Deputy National Youth Organizer of the CPP, Francis Upaitete, talking to Georgette Cole. Vice President Barkwasi Mitsarafa has cautioned supporters and sympathizers of the NDC against complacency and avoid assuming that the party has already won the December polls. They should rather be the majority of the early voters to cast their ballot for President Mahama and all NDC parliamentary candidates. Addressing separate rallies on the last day of his tour of the Eastern Region, Vice President Mr. Arthur said the NDC is a development-oriented party and will therefore ensure that the peace of the country is well guaranteed before, during and after the elections. He said the NDC is sure of retaining political power and urged the people to avoid voting skirt and blouse due to some misunderstanding during the party's primaries. Our correspondent Seth Ayer has filed this report.
Vice President Barkwasi Mr. Arthur visited Akroso, Kede, Buedua, Achiense and Achimodam. In all the communities, he paid courtesy call on the traditional rulers to pay homage. The town stood still and people turned out in their numbers for all the campaign rallies. The slogan, Idebi Keke, and One Touch, resonated well with the people. The Vice President visited Kede Senior High and Technical School and interacted with the enthusiastic students. He advised them to take their their studies seriously.
The responsibility of government is to continue providing you with the facilities and the investments that are needed for your education. Your part is to study and do well in your exam and go on to the next stage. So we have a contract. Our contract is to provide the facilities for you, and the other side of the contract is to learn. Because every one of us here on this side, we did our work very well, we learned, and we have come to where we are.
The Achimodan rally attracted the largest crowd. Vice President Ms. Arthur expressed surprise at their sheer numbers. Vice President introduced the NDC parliamentary candidates. He had since returned to Accra.
The chiefs and people of Across in the Eastern Region have promised to vote massively for President Mahama and the parliamentary candidate Richard Akwa in the December elections, according to the Across Ohene Odenihu Nana Kwabnafuri. The town owns its entire development project to the previous and current NDC government. Therefore, voting massively for the NDC will be a demonstration of their appreciation for the NDC government. Nana Kwabnafuri said this when Vice President Emisa Afa paid a courtesy call on him on the second day of his tour of the Eastern Region. He was grateful to the government for making the area a constituency. He hoped the community will soon be raised to a district status. Vice President Emisa Afa thanked the people of Akrosi for supporting the NDC and their pledge to vote massively for President Mahama and the parliamentary candidate. He recounted his growing up days in the area and promised them that he would support President Mahama to complete all the unfinished works of Professor Mills. The presidential candidate of the NPP, Nana Adudanko Akufo-Addo, has urged the people of Dagbon to continue to live in peace. He said the time has come for the people of Dagbon to focus on advancing the development of the area. Addressing Islamic scholars in Tamale, the NPP flag bearer pledged to help promote peace and reconciliation in Dagbon. He noted that religious tolerance in the country is admired the world over and urged the people of Dagbon to see each other as one. Amando asked them to forget about the past and look into the future with hope. He pledged to put Dagbon on a new path to development. The presidential candidate of the NPP, Nana Adudanko Akufo-Addo, has defended his decision to build hostels for porters, also popularly known as kayayes. He said the decision is born out of the fact that the kayayes need shelter and skills training. Addressing students of the Nyakpala campus of UDS, Nanadu said his party believes that this is not how a society must treat its vulnerable groups. The NPP will therefore tackle the problem by implementing an ideal social housing hostels for the short term while putting in effective programs as a long-term measure, Brighton Trauma reports.
It was a charged atmosphere at the Nangpala campus of the University of Development Studies when the flag bearer of the NPP, Nana Adudanko Akufo-Addo, arrived. Hundreds of students in red, white and blue colors of the NPP came out in their numbers, singing and dancing to welcome Nana Addo. Their motivation was at the fact that the NPP flag bearer has delivered on a promise to visit them. Nana Addo began his address by passing comments on last Tuesday's IEA debate. He said the inconsistencies in the answers of the president reminds him of a name Barack Obama gave to his rival Miss Romney when they also clashed in a similar debate.
Obama in America has accused his opponent Governor Romney of having Romnesia. Then he forgets the things he said earlier. Why am I saying so? He told us at the debate that having the vice president chair the National Development Planning Commission meant that you were politicizing the commission. He had forgotten that in 2008, in their manifesto, they said that the National Development Planning Commission was going to be headed by the president, not the vice president. This is what I'm talking about, Mahamisia.
Nanado also used the opportunity to defend his promise to build hostels for headquarters, popularly called kayayes. He noted that in civilized societies, there are similar facilities for the homeless. The NPP flag bearer said these kayayes will be provided with skills whilst they live in such hostels.
The cities of the great nations of the world all have accommodation provided by the state for the homeless. London, New York, Paris, everywhere. The homeless and the poor, they have accommodation provided for them by the state. The president thinks that the dignity of the Kayai means that they should remain on the streets of Accra. That is not my view of dignity. I think if we can find them shout, even if temporary, whilst we're giving them skill and education, it's much better than leaving them to rot on the streets of Ghana. That's what I'm going to do if I'm given the chance, with your support.
Ronaldo renewed his pledge to make the campuses of UDS separate universities. He described this year's elections as the future of Ghana. He therefore asked the students to campaign to bring the party back to power.
Brighton Trauma reporting. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories. Dedicated Farmer is being honored today. President Mahama denies suggestions that he will discriminate against other tribes in the northern region. Electorate advised to avoid politicians who entice them with money and other handouts. GBC to organize debate for political parties which did not qualify for IEA debate. And U.S. court jails a man for plotting to attack the Pentagon. Please stay tuned.
Radio Ghana, the ultimate news reference. We are reliable. The world listens to our voice.
The news continues. The PNC running mate Len Matrivi has urged the electorate not to sell their conscience by voting for politicians who entice them with money and other handouts. She said accepting favors could lead to making wrong choices on election day and, in her words, send millions into political bondage. Interacting with party supporters at Sabongida in Tamale Central constituency in the northern region, Madame Matrivi said the development of Ghana is of prime importance to the PNC and called on the electorate to give the party the chance on December 7.
At last bearer, Mr. Hassan Ayariga, he's your own man, and we have come all the way to give you one message. All this while, you've been giving your votes to other parties, but this time we are saying that give it to number 6 on the ballot paper, give it to Hassan Ayariga, number 6 on the ballot paper. Our sign is the coconut. Eyekube, no libi libi. Now why should you give your vote to Hassan Ayariga? Because he's one of you, he knows your problems very well. And so when he comes to power, it will not be difficult for him to solve those problems for you. Secondly, look at how much the northern part of the country is not developed. Give yourself the opportunity. Like now, you have to give it to one of your own so that that person can complete the work. Don't give your votes to those who come and give you little things here and there, and they come to power, they forget about you. Give it to Hassan Ayariga, number 6 on the ballot paper, and you will be sure that your vote will not be lost.
That was the running mate of the PNC, Ellen Matrivi. The wife of the PNC presidential candidate, Mrs. Anita Ayariga, said for far too long the country's destiny has been mishandled by the NDC and the NPP. She said the time for Ghanaians to make the change that will bring immense benefit to their lives is now. Mrs. Ayariga said Ghana should not be like a football match between the NDC and NPP, and called on the electorate to make the right choice by voting for Hassan Ayariga. The Deputy Majority Leader in Parliament, Alhaji Rashid Pelpo, has refuted claims that the executive and the legislature connived in approving fat salaries for themselves. He said salaries of the executive have not been increased since 2007, hence the approval of an increase in their salaries is justifiable. Alhaji Pelpo, who is also the MP for Wa Central, told Radio Ghana that there is no political undertone in the approval of salaries for the executives. He said both the majority and minority agreed on the issue. A sensitization workshop has been held in Accra for members of the parliamentary subcommittees on communications and trade on the proposed advertising bill. The bill seeks to set up a national advertising council to regulate the advertising industry. Speaking at the workshop to consultants on the project, Mrs. Estelle Apia of the Attorney General's Department expressed the need for an effective sanction regime to bring errant advertisers to book. We'll bring you the details.
The bill is being promoted by the Advertising Association of Ghana. It seeks to set up an advertising council that will regulate the industry to ensure sanity. The consultant on the project, Mrs. Estelle Appiah, led the parliamentarians through the provisions of the bill. She said, because advertising contributes to economic growth and development, there is a need to sanitize the industry to promote standards.
Adverts most often times do not conform to standards. There has been a failure of in-house vetting committees that were referred to. There is free-for-all advertising. There is poor control by the media owners. There are unethical practices, false claims, and exploitation of the vulnerable. Other problems? There is an inadequate complaint mechanism. There are shortcomings in education on advertising. There is a lack of control by the regulatory bodies. We have reference being made to the responsibility of the Food and Drug Authority. And there are adverts shown to promote the drinking of alcoholic beverages at the wrong time when children are watching. Consumers are also deprived of factual information. There is a need to deal with the extensive growth caused by the liberalization of the airways. There is a need to curb the loss for business at the cost of responsible advertising.
The executive director of the Advertising Association of Ghana, Francis Dazi, justified the need for the bill at this time of socio-economic development. He said the proposed bill has been taken through various stages of stakeholder discussions and will soon be put before Parliament.
You know that bills finally will have to go to Parliament before it is passed into law. And so we deem it that we should sensitize our parliamentarians so that the bill is in the process. Before it gets to them, they've already made an input and we know where they are thinking it. So we make it easier that when the bill goes there, be faster and it can be passed faster. I'm sure there are some bills that are waiting because people have not maybe had opportunity of engaging the parliamentarians prior to the bill going there, but we are doing this so that is by the time the bill gets to Parliament finally, they would have made an input and we'll have seen how they are thinking it, and then we'll be able to say that we'll take care of their concerns.
Members of the two committees expressed support for the bill and commended the Advertising Association of Ghana for the initiative.
That was a report on a workshop to sensitize members of the parliamentary subcommittees on communications and trade on the proposed advertising bill. The GBC is to organize a debate for four other political parties who were exempted from the IEA encounters. They are the GCPP, PPP, UFP, and the only independent candidate in the December elections. This is in fulfillment of GBC's mandate of providing a fair and equal opportunity for all the political parties. At a meeting in Accra, the Director General of the GBC, Befia Painting, spoke of the rationale for the debate.
Affording all presidential candidates equal time. We see that the IEA thing has become quite a major event for presidential candidates. People now see it as the debates, more or less, of the presidential candidate. We think that our obligation goes beyond that, but we are not able to influence their structure that much because this is, a private organization that is doing it. They come to us and say, we want to rent your facility to do it. We do it. It's something that we do for different organizations. But we also recognize that if we are doing it for that group, then they are leaving out some. We as a national institution, we think that we should go beyond that. Can we also afford the other candidates an opportunity to do that?
Director General of GBC, Befia Painting. The Chief Executive Officer of Karma Group Ghana Limited, Dr. Michael Ejekumadu, says the failure of subsequent government to continue Dr. Kwame Nkrumah's industrialization project is partly to blame for the current lack of jobs for the youth. Speaking at the fourth graduation of the Institute of Human Resource Management Practitioners in Accra, Dr. Ejekumadu indicated that industrialization creates jobs, and now that the use of technology has been stepped up, job creation is not achievable. He therefore stressed that in this age of ICT and entrepreneurship, no government can boast of addressing the problem of unemployment by creating more jobs.
addressing the graduates on the need for them as human resource practitioners to be strategic partners, Dr. Adekum Ado suggested that they should be abreast of new trends, especially in ICT and in entrepreneurship. He said this will enable them to avoid a repetition of the failure of subsequent governments after Dr. Kwame Nkrumah to follow the rest of the world in the industrialized revolution. Dr. Adekum Ado added that this will cost them dearly, as Ghana is also paying dearly for its mistake in the area of job creation. He emphasized that since the harm has already been done with the collapse and mismanagement of most past vibrant industries, which were the engine of economic growth and job creation, no government can vouch for creating more jobs.
Now, industrialization is over. So if any politician comes to you and tells you that we are going into industrialization, it's what's over. So it will not create jobs. It will create products, services, but it will never address job creation. Because all the big machines are going to be manned by the software.
The vice president of the institute, John Wilson, hinted that plans to gain a chartered status as an institution are far advanced, as every effort is being made to put it before parliament.
Eugene Ejimo reporting. An 11-member governing board of the Data Protection Commission has been launched in Accra. The Data Protection Commission seeks to protect the privacy of individuals and their personal information, as well as to provide mechanisms for obtaining, using and disclosing information and other related issues. The Minister of Communication, Haruna Idrisu, at the ceremony said the Commission will help strengthen individual rights and tackle the challenges of globalization and new technologies. Rose Barton and Janet Quest were at the ceremony and have filed this report.
Parliament passed the Data Protection Bill into an act in March this year. The act seeks to protect the privacy, personal and individual data from misuse and abuse. It also gives meaning to the 1992 Constitution on the privacy of communication in the digital age. The establishment of the Data Protection Commission is therefore to ensure that as an e-country, the principle is entrenched in using the information communication technology platforms for administrative and business activities. The Minister of Communication, Haruna Idrisu, in his address said every Ghanaian has the right to privacy with respect to the processing of data. He said protecting personal data and privacy is a fundamental human right which all must work assiduously to achieve, adding that the data protection rights will help to make information stored about every individual factual and only used for the stated purpose.
We cannot overemphasize the need to protect data, particularly in an information and communication age where data is held. The primary purpose of the Data Protection Act is to regulate the way in which we obtain, use and process data in order that we will uphold the privacy of the individual rights to communication as enshrined in Article 18.2 of our Constitution. Let me also say that protecting our personal data and our privacy is a fundamental human right to which we are obliged to uphold. We must all work to ensure the success of this institution. Even medical information of Ghanaian citizens is entitled to be protected by law.
You have the communications minister address ringing the report by Rose Martin and Janet Quest. Though cervical cancer is one of the killer diseases, its awareness is very low. In order to increase the awareness level of this disease, the government is partnering a team of gynecologists and oncologists from Italy to educate the public on the dangers of cervical cancer. The Director General of the Ghana Health Service, Dr. Ebenezer Apiadintra, said this when he led the free cervical cancer screening in Accra. The recent strike by CLOCSAC has been described as unfortunate by the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission. Speaking on our current affairs program behind the news last night, Colinius Yorson from the Commission said the strike is as a result of the payment of market premium, which according to him is not going to be paid now. He said guidelines of market premiums are now coming out and civil servants are entitled to get their share. A U.S. court has sentenced a man to 17 years in prison for plotting to attack the Pentagon and the U.S. Capitol with model aircraft laden with explosives. Rezwan Fidels, 27, a U.S. citizen, was arrested after a sting operation in which agents posed as Al-Qaeda members. He pleaded guilty in July to attempting to supply materials to Al-Qaeda. Now to the news, the main points again. 74 dedicated farmers will be honored today at the National Farmers Day celebration at Abokobi in the East Municipality of the Greater Accra Region. The celebration will focus on Grow More Food, strengthening farmer-based organizations for market bargaining power. And as part of GBC's mandate to provide fair and equal opportunity for all political parties, it will organize a debate for the four political parties that did not qualify to participate in the IEA encounter. The news was presented by Abraham Dunkwain Akra.